愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们这个礼拜的读经，新约是从加拉太书到以弗所书的第二章。
This week's Bible reading is from Galatians to Ephesians, chapter 2.
晚上从以弗所书第二章，我们一起来学习，我们是神的工作。
And so from Ephesians chapter 2, I'd like to share with you the topic, We're God's workmanship tonight.
圣经在描写神的伟大，从两个方面来描写。
And the Bible depicts God's wonderful workmanship in two ways.
第一个是从他的创造宇宙万物。
The first is his creation of the heaven and the earth.
我们看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm chapter Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Psalm 19, verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，全苍传扬他的手段。第二节
，verse two，
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第二节，第三节
，verse three，
无言无语，也无声音可听。第四节
，four，
他的量带传遍天下，他的言语传到地极，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。请读
，verse one。The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Verse 2, day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge. Verse 3, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Verse 4, the voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun.
圣经说神将他的荣耀彰显于天。
Here it says, the heavens declare the glory of God.
所以诸天呢是在述说神的荣耀。
And the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
因为神创造诸天，他的能力，他的智慧何等的伟大。
And because God created the heavens and the earth, he is almighty.
遍地充满神的慈爱。
And the earth is full of his, his love.
这是圣经在描写神的伟大跟荣耀第一方面。
And so here it describes the Almighty God.
那第二方面就是从灵界来描写。
And the second way is described by with his with the spiritual world.
就是神的救赎工作。
And that is salvation of God.
我们看罗马书十一章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章的三十三节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 33.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。三十四节。
34.
谁曾知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？是谁先给他，使他后来偿还呢？三十六节。
36.
万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。这罗马书第一章到十一章哈，保罗在阐述。救赎的道理。
From Romans chapter 1 to verse to chapter 11, it talks about the salvation of God.
不是靠人的义。
And it is not by the will of man.
人的义就是守律法。
The will of man is to obey the law.
乃是靠神的义。
It is not relying on the will of God.
乃是靠神的义。
Rather, it is relying on the will of God.
神的义
of the righteousness of God.
那这个神的义就是借着信耶稣得到的。
And this righteousness comes from believing in Christ.
好，那写到这个救赎的道理最后啊，保罗就神的智慧知识何其难判断。
And so, it talks about the salvation towards the end.
好，所以到最后，荣耀颂赞都归于他。
And so in the end, all glory and praise are given to God.
那以弗所书啊，就是在描写神救赎的工作。
And Ephesians talks about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那如果我们知道神救赎的工作是何等的伟大，我们从心里就对他充满着感谢跟颂赞。
And if we can understand the power of this salvation, then we will understand the salvation.
所以以弗所书的第二章哈，就是在描写救赎以前跟救赎以后有什么不同。
Now in Ephesians chapter 2, it talks about what is before salvation and what is to come after salvation.
如果信耶稣以前跟信耶稣以后没有不同。
If there is no difference between believing in God, before believing God and after believing God,
我们就没有感恩的理由，而神也不是伟大的。
Then would there be no reason for us to give thanks, and God is not almighty.
那如果我们信耶稣跟信耶稣以后的不同，只是物质上、肉体上啊。
But if the difference before believing and after believing God is only fleshly and worldly,
那神的伟大也是有限的。
Then God's power has a limit.
哇，我们对神的感谢也是有限的。
And then our thanks towards God is also limited.
哦，但是救赎所带给我们的差别，从灵界来看是何等的大。
But the difference that comes spiritually is very large.
那这个大就是神的伟大，也是神的恩典。
And this difference, this big difference, is from the almighty power of God.
好，那我们先来看以弗所书第二章。
So let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2.
信主前的我，从以弗所书第二章来描写是什么样的状态。
Ephesians chapter 2 describes who we are before we believe in Christ.
第二章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
你们是在过犯的罪恶之中。
As for you, you were dead in all your transgressions and sins.
这是结论，也是最重要。
This is the conclusion and is the most important.
没有信主以前，在神的标准下，我们是罪人。
Before we believe in God, in His eyes, we are sinners.
那我们的灵性是在死的状态。
And our spirit is dead.
所以没有信主以前，我们是欠债的人。
So before we believe in Christ, we are in debt.
我们是一个重病的人。
We are sick.
那这个死就是告诉我们，没有信主以前，我们是活的死人。
And so this dead means that we are a living dead person.
肉体是活着，里面的灵是死的。
That is to say, our flesh is alive, but our spirit within is dead.
那我们知道肉体是物质的。
We know that our flesh is of this world.
价值有限的。
And it has its limitations.
会过去的。
It will pass away.
所以一个没有信主的人，在神看起来是没有价值的。
So a person who before believes in God is of no value to God.
因为他只有外面活着，他里面是死的。
Because he is only living on the outside, but is dead inside.
所以以弗所书说是死人的骨头。
And so Ephesians says that it is dead bones.
没有信主以前是一堆死人的骨头。
Before we believe, we are just a pile of dead bones.
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
信主以前的我死在过犯中。
Before we believe, we are dead, full of transgression and sins.
第二个。
Second.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺着空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
Verse 2, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
不管我们住在美国很自由。
It doesn't matter if we live in the freedom of the United States.
没有信主以前。
Before we believe in Christ.
这个空中有个掌权者。
There is this ruler in the air.
这是我们看不见的一个力量。
And this is an invisible power we can't see.
他既然是掌权，我们就是被他控制的。
And he being the ruler, we are being controlled by him.
那在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
And then there is a the spirit is at work in those who are disobedient.
悖逆就是有道理，他听也不信，这是因为里面有一个灵在运行。
Oh, and so if they are unable to understand, it is this spirit that is working behind.
那被他控制。
And it is being controlled by it.
所以虽然外表看起来自由，没有信主，其实我们是完全被控制的。
And so it appears that we have freedom on the outside, but we are being bound and controlled by the Spirit.
那因为被魔鬼控制，所以第二节的开始说，行事为人顺从今世的风俗。
And so because we are controlled by Satan, it says in verse 2, we follow the ways of the world.
所以今世的风俗如果要讲比较文明一点，就是文化。
And so if we analyze that, that's considered the cultural things in the world.
神为什么叫亚伯兰离开本地本族父家？
Why did God want Abraham to leave his hometown, his people?
因为乌尔是一个拜偶像的地方。
Because the land of Ur is a land of idol worshiping.
那拜偶像变成他们文化的重要的一部分。
And idol worship became a part of that society and that culture.
所以文化一听起来很好听，所以大家就想说，文化，这个是文化，我们人跟文化脱离不了关系。
And when we hear culture, we may think this is good, or this culture can't be separated from humans.
但是很多人不晓得文化的背后是那个悖逆的灵。
But many people don't know that there is a evil spirit behind this culture.
所以人一直在坚持，因为文化，信耶稣这个文化跟我们社会的文化不同，我没有办法信。其实那个文化的背后是空中的灵。
And some people say that it's hard to separate these cultures, and because of this, they cannot believe in Christ. But actually, there is a power working behind it.
所以这个是没有信主以前。
This is before believing in Christ.
我们其实是顺从恶者的掌权。
We are actually belong to a evil power.
那第三节
，verse three，
我们从前也就是他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体跟喜爱去行，本为可怒之子。
Verse three， all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
没有信主以前，谁是我们的主人
？Before we believe in Christ, who is our master？
肉体的欲望。
It is all of our sinful nature.
所以我们大家都想，我要活得快乐一点。
So, a lot of people then want to live a happier life.
这个人的本性。
This is the nature of man.
但是很多的快乐是从肉体的情欲来的。
But a lot of these gratifying things come from our fleshly desires.
所以魔鬼也借着我们肉体这个恶的欲望在控制人。
And so Satan will use all of our desires to control us.
所以信耶稣就觉得很难做决定。
And so it is hard to make decisions when we are coming to believe in Christ.
因为我以前那个快乐都好像要舍掉了，其实那个快乐是情欲，是罪。
It may appear that we must let go of all of our happiness in the world, but those are actually all sinful things.
那因为这样的结果。所以我们跟神的关系是什么关系
？And so, what happens then with our relationship with God？
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12。
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列的国民之外，在所应许的诸约是局外人，并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。
Verse 12, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
所以一个没有得到救恩的人
So a person who has no salvation,
他是一个没有神的人
He is a person without God.
他是一个没有指望的人
He is a person without hope.
每一个阶段都有他的盼望，不错。
There, it is true that every part of our lives have its hope in it.
在学校就是求学。
When you are still in school, it is to study.
上班就是赚钱，所以每一个阶段都有它的盼望。
And then when you work, you're trying to make money. So every stage in our life has some hope in it.
但是这个每一个阶段把它连在一起，没有盼望，就无路可走，人生是死路一条。
But when you connect these stages in our life, there is no hope. it is a dead end for us.
所以没有信主之前，我们是没有盼望的。
So before we believe in Christ, we have no hope.
但是更可怕的。
But even more frightening.
我们看第三节
最后一句话。Let's look at the last part of verse 3.
本为可怒之子，跟别人一样。
It says, like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
没有信主之前。
So before believing in God,
因为被魔鬼控制，活在罪里面。
Because we are controlled by Satan and we live in sin.
所以在公义的神面前呢，是神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
And so in front of a just God, we are objects of wrath.
这是最可怕的。
This is the most frightening.
活在神的愤怒当中。
To live in the wrath of God.
这是信主以前的我。
This is who we are before we believe in Christ.
那如果这个看得很清楚，那我们现在再来看，那信主以后的我又变成怎样？
So if we can understand this clearly, let's see what we are after we believe in Christ.
我们看第五节。
Let's take a look at verse 5.
以弗所书第二章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5.
当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们基督一同活过来。
Verse 5, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions.
所以信主以后就从死里面活过来。
So when we believe in God, then we are made alive.
不只是肉体活着，它里面那个灵性也活着。
Not just our flesh is alive, but the spirit within is also alive.
那这个活过来是从什么时候开始？
And when does this this part this begin? When does our this inner life begin?
是洗礼的时候。
It is at the point of baptism.
洗礼全身入水，洗礼低头就是与主同死。
When we are baptized, when we bow our heads, that is dying with Christ.
全身入水就是与主同埋葬。
When we are fully immersed in the water.Then we are buried with Christ.
那从水里面上来就是与主同复活。
And when we rise out of the water, we are rising with Christ.
所以我们有一个新的生命，就是属灵的生命。
And so then we have a new life, a new spiritual life.
就没有死亡。
There will be no death.
死亡已经被生命吞掉了。
Death has been swallowed by life.
也就是说，他是一个有盼望的人。
It is to say this person now has hope.
所以信主蒙恩以后的我是有生命有盼望。
And so after believing in Christ, they will be alive and will have hope.
好，我们再回来看第二章。
Let's take a look at verse, chapter 2.
好。第十四节。
Verse 14.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁中间隔断的墙。十五节
15.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上规条的，要将两下借着造成一个新人，如此就成就了和睦。这个地方在讲信主以后我们跟神和好。
After, it says here that after we believe in God, and we are reconciled with him.
那怎么和好？
And how is this happening?
就是把神发怒的那个原因拿掉。
That is to remove the reason for any wrath from God.
那个发怒的原因就是我们的罪。
And the wrath from God is because of our sin.
那罪拿掉，人跟神就和好。
Once we remove this sin and this wrath, then we are reconciled with God.
所以信主以后神住在我们里面。
And so after we believe in God, he dwells within us.
人可以跟神相亲。
Then we can draw closer to God.
人可以去享受神。
Then we can enjoy God.
不只是神的恩典，享受神的同在。
And not just the blessings from God, but the abidance of God.
神的恩典是外在的，神的同在是神本身。
The blessings are from the external of God, but his abidance is spiritual.
所以我们信主是不一样。
And so when we believe in Christ, it is different.
那因为和好就有平安。
And so once we are reconciled with God, we will have peace.
因为平安是从神同在来的。
Because peace comes with the abidance of God.
良心洗干净了，神同在，我们很平安。
And once our conscience has been cleared, once our sins are washed away, we will have peace.
这是蒙恩以后的我，跟蒙恩以前的我不同的地方。
So this is the difference between believing, before believing in God and after believing in God.
那我们现在再来看第二章的十九节。
Now let's look at chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人跟客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
Verse 19, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
那我们信主蒙恩以后是神家里面的人。
So it says that after we believe in God, we are a member of God's household.
所以教会就是神的家嘛。
And the church is the house of God.
主耶稣就是家长。
Christ is the head of this household.
所以祷告文说我们在天上的父，他是我们的父。
And that's why when we say the Lord's Prayer, we say our Father who is in heaven.
那我们是弟兄姐妹。
And we are brothers and sisters.
当我们祷告被圣灵充满的时候，
And when we pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的爱就浇灌在我们当中。
His love dwells among us.
那忽然间我们发现弟兄姊妹非常的亲。
And then we find that the brothers and sisters are very close to
each other. 有的人感觉到教会的弟兄姊妹比自己的亲兄弟更亲。
And some find that the brothers and sisters in our church are closer than their own families.
因为这个亲兄弟有时候如果没有信主，他观念想法不一样。
Because the worldly brothers and sisters may, who don't believe in God may have different ways of thinking.
人生目标也不一样。
Their goal in life is different.
他做事的原则也不一样。
And ways of doing things are different.
所以有时候谈来谈去没什么话可以谈。
And so after conversing with them, you have nothing left to say.
但是主里面的这个大家庭。
But when we are part of this big family,
有神的爱在里面。
We have the love of God with us.
这个爱不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
This love does not love like injustice, but only good things.
在这个家庭，我们可以谈论神的道，分享神的恩典。
In this family, we can discuss the words of God and share of His blessings.
彼此关心，互相代祷。
We can care for each other, pray for each other.
所以忽然间我们发现，我们活得很幸福。
And then we discover that we live a blessed life.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有一个神的家，有一个归属感。
Because we belong to the house of God.
我们不再感觉我是一个浪子，没有人能够接纳我。
We don't think of ourselves as someone who nobody wants.
天父接纳我。
The God in our Father in heaven welcomes me.
让我成为他大家庭的一份子。
He's invited me to become a part of this great big household.
因为成为大家庭是一个家庭，所以里面就不分我们在社会上有什么不同。
And so, as part of this family, we have no. We make no distinctions of our life in the world.
用爱来接纳彼此。
We accept each other with love.
哇，这是信主以后非常不同的一点。
This is the big difference after we believe in God.
好，那我们再回来看第二章。
Let's come back to chapter 2.
21节。
Verse 21.
各房靠着他联络合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。22节。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 21, in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. 22, and in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
这个地方说我们信主以后，我们所有的信徒联合起来，变成神的殿。
It says here that after we believe in Christ, we are joined together and we become a holy temple.
这个神的殿就是神居住、神充满的地方。
This holy temple is where God dwells.
这是一个极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
人跟神是不一样的。
It is now different between man and God.
至高的神要住在人中间，这是极大的恩典。
And God will dwell among us. This is a great blessing.
我们看 以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 57.
十五节。
Verse 15.
那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的灵魂苏醒，也使痛悔人心灵苏醒。
Verse 15, for this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
这里神介绍他自己，他是至高至上，再上去没有了。
God describes himself as high and lofty. There is no one higher.
然后他是永远长存。
He also lives forever.
然后他是圣者，没有罪，圣洁，荣耀。
And his name is holy, without sin.
那这么一位神，他要住在人的中间。
And this God will dwell among man.
就是住在我们中间。
And that is to dwell among us.
教会就是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
而是充满万有者所充满。
It is filled by this.High and lofty one.
所以我们今天能够在教会祷告得圣灵。
So today, if we can pray and receive the Holy Spirit,
因为这个殿是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Because this temple has the dwelling of the Spirit of God.
所以我们怎么去体验神
？And so, how do we experience God?
来到神的殿。
That is to come to the temple of God.
这是他同在的地方。
This is where he dwells.
我们就可以体验到神。
We can then experience God.
这是何等的可贵。
This is very precious.
所以这是蒙恩以后的我。
And this is after we believe in God.
与基督一体活过来。
We are made alive again with Christ.
与神和好。
We have reconciled with God.
成为神家里的人。
And become a part of the household of God.
联合成主的殿。
And join together as part of the holy temple.
那这个改变的关键。
And this point of change.
就是主耶稣他的牺牲。
It is from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
用赎价他的宝血把我们赎救赎出来。
He has saved us and redeemed us by his blood.
所以在第二章的十三节。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
那从前远离神的，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近。
Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
血是什么
？What is the blood？
血就是生命。
The blood represents life.
主耶稣用他的生命把我们救出来。
Jesus Christ redeemed us with his life.
就是在主耶稣看来我们非常宝贵。
That is, in the eyes of Jesus Christ, we are very precious.
宝贵到他牺牲他的生命来救我们。
So precious that he sacrificed himself to save us.
在我们看来主耶稣可能没有这么宝贵，但从主耶稣看来我们是很宝贵。
Maybe to us we're not so precious, but from in Christ's eyes, we are precious.
那我们这样在想，那主耶稣救我，那我活着要做什么？除了准备上来将来上天国，我活着要做什么
？And now we think, now that Jesus Christ has saved me, what am I going to do other than go to heaven in the future?
这个是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
主耶稣救我，就是让我天天来祷告神啊，让我赚更多钱，身体健康，能够活得更快的，就这样吗
？Is simply after Jesus saved us, we pray, we make money. Is this and then we're happy? Is this it?
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以主耶稣从我们没有得救以前的旧人，现在改造我们成为一个新人，有一个目的。
And so from changing us from someone who's not saved to someone who will have salvation, what is the point of all this?
就是叫我们行善。
It is to do good works.
所以这个赞美是有一首, 在里面有一句话叫 higher purpose. 这句话非常好。
And so in the hymn, there's the words, higher purpose, this is very good.
我们人对自己啊, 都有一套的理想。
We all have our own ways of thinking.
所以我们是活在自己的理想中。
And so we are living in this, this kind of thought pattern.
那现在主耶稣把我们救出来, 我们现在是属于他的。
But then when Jesus Christ saves us and redeems us, we belong to him.
因为他用他的血把我们买出来, 既然买出来, 我们是属他的。
Since he paid our debts with his blood, then we belong to him.
那我们属他, 主耶稣就给我们一个更高的目的。
And so since we belong to him, he has given us a higher purpose.
所以从属灵上来, 我们今天活着就是要为着主耶稣为我们预定那个更高的目的来活。
And so today, spiritually, we must live for that higher purpose that God has set for us.
所以我们人生的目标也从自我的理想提升到神要我的这个目的。
And so we raise our own human goals up to the purpose of Christ.
这样才是我们回应神拯救我们的目的。
And so this is a way of repaying what Christ has done for us.
好，那到底行善是什么？
And so what is good works?
很多人行善的观念就是说， 我救济别人，我行善了，我已经行善了。
And some people believe that, that these good works are just a form of charity to others.
当然那是行善。
That is doing good works.
但那个善的范围很窄。
But that is a very narrow view of that.
那在神看起来什么是善?
What is good works in the eyes of God?
看米迦书六章八节。
Let's take a look at Micah.
米迦书的六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人啊, 神已经指示你何为善, 他向你所要的是什么? 只要你行公义, 好怜悯, 存谦卑的心与神同行。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8, He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个行善就是做神认为好的。
Doing these good works is what is considered good by God.
那这个就是神对我们的要求, 因为我们是属他的, 他可以要求我们。
And this is what God expects of us.
这里接下来讲三件事情。
And here it mentions three things.
第一个行公义。
First, first is to act justly.
这个行公义是对自己的要求。
And this is for all of our own requests.
所以行公义就是每一件事情、每一个想法、每一句话，在神看起来都是对的。
So all of the things that we do and we say is correct in God's eyes.
好像亚伯兰99岁，神说你要在我面前做完全人，这个叫做行公义。
And so when Abraham, God said to Abraham, "You are to be a perfect and righteous person." This is to act justly.
这个叫做善。
And this is good works.
那这样我们一想的时候，我就发现到，我们一生真的有很多可以努力。
And so when we think about this, there's a lot of things that we can put our effort in our lives.
因为我们自己认为对的，你放在神的标准下是不一定对。
If we think something is good and right, but in God's eyes, it may not be.
但是我们是行公义，常常对别人要求。
When we do good works, it is
行公义常常是对别人的要求。
To act justly, it is requesting others to do it.
其实圣经不是这样讲，行公义是对自己的要求。
Instead, the Bible tells us it is to act justly to ourselves.
那对别人呢？
What about towards others?
什么是善？
What is doing good works?
要好怜悯。
It is to love mercy.
就是对别人有爱心。
That is to love others.
那这个对别人的爱心最大的表现是什么？
And then what is the greatest act of love to others?
就是让他的灵魂能复活。
That is to be able to revive their soul, their spirit.
就是传福音给他。
And that is to preach to them.
包括父母对子女最大的爱是让他的灵魂能够建立，他的灵性能够建立起来。
And the greatest love from parents to children is to allow their children's spirit to become alive.
我们对父母最大的爱就是带他来信耶稣。
And the greatest love from the children to parents is to bring them to Christ.
我们对配偶最大的爱就是带他来认识神。
The greatest love we can show to our spouse is to bring them to know Christ.
所以神要我们行善，就是对别人要有怜悯的心。
And so, the good works that God wants us to do is to love mercy.
主耶稣看到众人，
when Jesus saw the people,
他就怜悯他们。
He forgave them.
怜悯他们。
He loved them.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人，非常可怜。
He loved them because they are like sheep without a shepherd.
所以今天这个神的心哦，进到我们里面。
And so when God enters our heart,
那我们再看别人。
When we view others,
你会发现很多人真的是值得同情。
There are people that deserve our compassion.
为什么？
Why?
不认识神，真的很可怜。
Because they don't know God, it is pitiful.
那有这个怜悯的心，我们就会传福音给他，为他祷告，一直一直去跟进。
And so if we have this love and mercy and compassion, then we will preach to them.
那第三个善是什么？
And what is the third good work?
存谦卑的心与神同行。
To walk humbly with God.
最谦卑的人是什么？
What is the most humble person?
最谦卑的人就是把神尊重当作神。
And that is to have God as their God.
然后跟着神来走。
And then walk with God.
就是顺服他的带领。
That is to go according to his guidance.
这个很难，但是这个叫做最谦卑。
This is not easy, but it is the most humble.
在神面前，这个叫做善。
In God's eyes, this is good works.
所以神选召我们。
So, when God chose us,
有一个更高的目的。
There is a higher purpose.
就是要行善。
That is, we must do good works.
第一个。
First,
对自己要要求行公义。
We have to make ourselves act justly.
第二个，对别人要怜悯。
Second, we must show love and mercy to others.
关心他，传福音给他。
Care for them, preach to them.
第三个，
Third,
对神要尊重。
We must respect God.
顺从神的要求，神的带领。
We must go according to His guidance and His will.
这就是我们活着这个 higher purpose, 更高的目的。
This is our man's higher purpose.
也是神救我们的一个重要的期待。
And this is a part of God's salvation as well.
我们是神的工作。
We are the workmanship of God.
在基督里面造成的。
We were created through Christ.
为着叫我们行善。
So that we can do good works.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
520.
520.